WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A Bangladesh Air Force training jet crashed into a school campus on the capital city of Dhaka today, killing at least 19 people, wounding more than 100 others, many of them students who had been burned. An off-duty Border Patrol agent shot allegedly by an undocumented immigrant in New York City over the weekend. Police don't think the agent was targeted because of his job. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in New York today. The former Louisville police officer convicted of violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor in 2020, expected to be sentenced today to one day in prison.
Brent Hankison was among several police officers executing a no-knock warrant looking for a suspect who, it turns out, was already in jail. During the raid, Breonna Taylor was shot and killed in her home. The 48-year-old Hankison faces up to life in prison, but the Justice Department has recommended that he serve one day. Taylor's family is furious.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Dozens more Palestinians shot and killed while trying to get food in Gaza. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes.
It's here. Even though planes have been flying in all weekend, today marks the official start of EAA Air Venture. The week-long fly-in convention draws aviation enthusiasts from all around the world and is expected to draw more than 600,000 visitors to the area this week. A study by UW Oshkosh shows EAA contributes $257 million in economic impact for the five-county Fox Valley region and $117 million in economic impact for Oshkosh alone. The UWO study of 2024's Air Venture showed the event directly created 2,092 full and part-time jobs in the region, with 815 of those in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture runs through July 27th. Visit eaa.org/airventure for information and a schedule of events. An outdoor severe weather warning siren in Grand Chute is inoperable and will be decommissioned. The siren is at Mayflower in Pennsylvania. Sirens are being moved and upgraded, but Outagamie County officials recommend that residents use a NOAA weather radio or weather app to be aware of severe weather alerts. A 19-year-old who led police in a high-speed chase through downtown Fond du Lac pleaded guilty to 25 counts against her Friday. Caitlin Ray is charged with 9 counts of recklessly endangering safety, several operating while intoxicated causing injury counts, felony bail jumping, and several drug possession charges. Ray allegedly was clocked doing over 80 miles per hour through downtown Fond du Lac, crashed into 8 vehicles, and injured 5 people in the May 30th incident. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's the Brewers and the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers landing in Seattle last night. They open a 3-game set tonight against the Mariners. The Brewers, the hottest team in baseball. They've won 10 in a row. They beat the Dodgers yesterday 6-5 to complete a 3-game sweep in L.A. Now the Dodgers get media coverage from Los Angeles and networks in Japan. A reporter asked Pat Murphy, how do you beat a World Series team? With Shohei Ohtani, Clayton Kershaw, with guys like Isaac Collins or Caleb Durbin.
It's a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. No disrespect to great fans of Japan baseball, but they can't name 5 players in our lineup. They can't name 2 in today's lineup. And that's just a credit to hungry players. And, you know, the Dodgers are running into tough luck and they're not playing their best baseball and they'll get back on track and be a juggernaut that they are. But, you know, I'm still proud of our club and what they did and, you know, how they competed in big situations. And, yeah, you know, a bunch of average Joes.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It's going to be warm and muggy with a high in the low to mid 80s with scattered thunderstorms possible by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Kevin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up a little bit later on in the show after 10:30, we will lighten it up as we always do with a segment we call Audio Sorbet. Get away from the news, talk about other things so we can all take a breath. So Civic Media's genie of just about everything, that's what we call her anyway, Terry Barr is going to be joining us after the 10:30 news. She has a great segment you probably hear across the network called A Slice of Wisconsin. So Terry's going to talk about that. She's also very, very involved in the music industry in Madison.
Yes.
Big time.
Very, very cool. Yep. Very, very cool.
It is. So Max Inc. Radio, which is a great show that comes out of Madison on Saturdays from 6 to midnight. Live music, live Wisconsin music. Terry's been very, very involved with that. So we will talk to Terry Barr after 10:30, and then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the These Aren't the Drugs You're Looking For.
These aren't the drugs that we're looking for. Move along.
Move along.
Move
Thank
along.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Star Wars reference.
Appreciate that, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Thought we would start off with this, though. Yeah, he's still dead, but he just won't go away. Jeffrey Epstein still in the news. As much as the Trump administration would love to see this go away. This from the New York Times, Michael Gold with the byline. This came out yesterday. Days after the Justice Department asked a federal judge to unseal grand jury testimony related to Jeffrey Epstein, some Republicans and Democrats said on Sunday the move is insufficient and they would like the release of more information.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a grand jury only gets so much information.
Yeah.
So prosecutors, from what I understand, prosecutors bring their stuff to the grand jury. They don't show all their cards.
No, they do enough.
They do enough
to get the grand jury to say, yes, we should move forward. There should be indictments. There should be subpoenas, such and though, whatever. But yeah, that is the point of the grand jury, is to just set the stage.
Right. So it's limited information. Mm-hmm. They aren't necessarily bringing out their big gun evidence when you bring it to a grand jury. You save some of that for trial.
Yeah. And they're not also bringing out everything, because some things are extraneous in the moment and they just need to keep it concise, or else it's could get murky and convoluted. And people might say, oh, well, but what about that information over there? And nothing happens.
Right.
So
Representative Tim Burchett, Republican of Tennessee, says he thinks it's a good start, but he would still like to see as many files as possible released. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Great idea. Love it. Love it, Tim.
President Trump has been dealing with a lot of criticism from his supporters over his administration's handling of materials related to the sex trafficking investigation of Jeffrey Epstein, who died by suicide in 2019 while in federal prison awaiting trial. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see
here. There's nothing to see here. Trump and his allies, including Kash Patel, who's now the head of the FBI, right?
Yes.
Or is that Dan Bongino?
Bongino is the deputy. Cash is in charge. Cash is king.
Cash is king. So Kash Patel and Dan Bongino both spent months and months and months and months and months calling for the release of the Epstein files because it's going to indict a whole bunch of Democrats. And that's what the Trump supporters were led to believe, that you release this list of Epstein's clients, it's going to be all the people you hate.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, there might be some people you like on that list.
Yes, absolutely.
Which makes things a little bit sticky.
I mean, one of the big sticking points, too, is that one of the names that would be on there prominently would be Donald Trump, because both men referred to each other as their best friends.
They were very close friends.
And if I were Donald Trump, I would say release it. To say, he's my friend. We were friends. You all knew this. There's pictures of us. You take pictures of your friends. I don't have a problem with that. But no, it's probably because there's something in the report that doesn't make it look good for the president, as well as many other people. And I just want to make it clear on the record, on this show today, for people to listen to in the future. If there are individuals that I enjoy, support, respect, look up to, just barely even like maybe, who are in that report, who have done things that are criminal, especially things to children, arrest them, throw them in jail, do all the things you need to do. This is not about protecting anybody I like. This is honestly, and we've covered it before, this is about justice for the victims and their families, and victims, survivors, and their families. That's just what this is about. And because it's not being released, that's what's happening. Justice is being held back.
Yes.
And this past week, we were on the road, so we didn't get to it, but a supporter of his was thrown out of a rally because he was holding up a sign of Jeffrey Epstein.
That goes back a ways.
Oh, it does?
Yes,
oh, I'm sorry.
That's from when he was campaigning.
Oh, okay. The way they made this sound, like in this article here, that it was
recently.
Okay. Well, still, I mean, that, I don't care when it happened. He did a rally. Someone said, hey, we want accountability. And he had them thrown out for it. So really, this is not looking good. And Jane, I'm going to say something. I know you might even laugh at it. I feel the tiniest, smallest, itty-bittiest bit of sympathy for Pam Bondi. Because can you imagine, just listen for a second, I'm only talking about having to do the dirty work. Being handed a piece of paper saying, tell them there's nothing wrong.
Make this disappear.
Make it disappear. And just having to walk out that door in front of all of those cameras and just say that and expect at the very least, few questions, let alone what is now happening, which is Kash Patel, Dan Bongino have said there's rumors they may quit their jobs because of this. Because like you said, they've staked their claims on this.
They fed this to people for at least a year.
Yes.
Over a year.
Oh, no. Yeah. They've been going over on podcasts for years. I mean, and they're not the only ones either.
Think about all the influencers. All the influencers who were handed those empty binders by Pam Bondi to come out and say, this, we have the files. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. These files contain everything we already knew.
Yeah. And they were, oh, my God, they were so angry. I'm trying to, this weekend I saw that gentleman, the young man who is a admitted white supremacist. Nick Fuentes.
Oh, Nick Fuentes. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, went online and dumps all over Trump, saying that, like, you know, I never liked this guy that much. I wasn't a huge supporter, which is
baloney.
I mean, what's funny is that there are two. He calls him fat. Which, come on, man, that's not really cool at all. But you have these individuals who are running away from it, who are saying, "I was never here." They're like Peter in Jesus Christ Superstar. They're denying their Lord three times.
Yeah.
And But then you also have regular folks who are literally just saying, this is AI, this is a hoax, you're making it up, there's nothing there. Like, they're changing their mind because people like Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro are saying, I don't want to hear about this anymore. We got more important things to deal with.
Yeah.
But people like Megyn Kelly are saying, no. Not only is there something to talk about, but you were a proponent of justice for these individuals. So where are you now? And why are other things more important all of a sudden?
Yeah, all of a sudden, this is not the driving thing. Now we should all just forget about it.
Yeah.
They've been ramping up the base for a long time with this, promising them some red meat. And then it's like, yeah, nothing to see here. It's all good. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
All those years we spent ginning you up about this, it was a joke.
And I've done this before and I'll keep doing it until, I'm tired of it. But if you are a MAGA supporter, I know they're out there. You let us know you're there. What does this do for you? How does this make you feel? And honestly, it's okay to say, look, I don't like this. I want more information. I still am happy I voted for him. Like, you can live your life and I'm not saying just completely throw away all your beliefs, but can you at least say that this isn't good? Can you at least say that this is a very, very
suspicious
large point of hypocrisy on the side of the Trump administration? And maybe the handling of it is not going as good as you'd like to see. I mean, maybe you are one of these individuals who voted for Donald Trump because of this. A lot of people did. A lot of people said, we wanted Trump because we know he'll bring justice to those who were hurt in the Epstein
case. That's what you were promised.
That's what you were promised. And I mean, my gosh, Donald Trump turning in and prosecuting on behalf of his best friend. I mean, that's no greater thing. You turn on your best friend and say, no, these individuals are more important. But now that's not what we're getting. And I want to know if that bothers you.
The other thing that is amazing, Tim Burchett, again, Republican from Tennessee, also took up Trump's argument yesterday, saying that Democrats had the chance to release the Epstein files when President Biden was in office. Do you really expect me to believe that MAGA Republicans would have believed anything that came out of the Biden Justice Department related to Jeffrey Epstein?
No.
Unless they would have said, it's all a lie, it's all made up, it's all mm-hmm. baloney, so please don't tell me that Biden should have released it. Because they would never have accepted it.
No, I mean, should they have released it? Sure. If it was legal and they could do it, yes, absolutely, they should have released it. I don't know why. Well, no, I do know why they did it. It's going to incriminate a lot of friends. It's going to get a lot of people in trouble. But you know what? Too bad.
Yeah, exactly. Too bad.
Bad.
Mr. Burchett, by the way, one of 10 Republicans who signed on to an effort to force a vote on whether the administration should release the files. The maneuver would require a majority of House members, and it did not pass. Yeah, they don't want. Yeah. So people like Tim Burchett are trying to walk the line about, boy, I really think we should get more information. Am I going to vote for that? Well, no. I don't think I should vote.
On.
I don't think I should do that.
Then that just, you know, it stopped talking to me about the importance of protecting. Children should be protected. We should protect children.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, said the president blaming Democrats for this disaster is like the CEO that got caught on camera blaming Coldplay, which just happened last week.
Amy Klobuchar likes her jokes like I like my creams. Topical. That's a topical joke, everybody.
Klobuchar also blamed the public's clamoring for the files on the right wing, including Donald Trump, who she said so distrust in federal prosecutors over the case. Yes, absolutely. They spent a lot of time on that.
Mm-hmm. It was,
and then promising, it's coming. We're going to do right. We're going to bring justice.
Well, at least I'll give them one thing. Of all the things we've been promised in a 2-week time frame, at least they finally answered on some. We didn't like the answer. It's total bunk, but at least they finally
something happened in 2 weeks.
Now in 2 weeks, we'll just be waiting for that healthcare plan and for that financial plan and all those things. But yeah, this is.
And all the deals to be done.
I want to know. I just want to know, is this something that bothers you? If you are a Donald Trump supporter, does this upset you? Do you feel let down? Do you feel lied to you?
855-752-4842. They sure don't want you talking about Jeffrey Epstein. What do they want us to talk about? We're doing squirrels on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She can't help. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Focus on Freedom provides support and guidance for children and adults with disabilities. Here's founder Marla Kopecky-Penny talking about demystifying schools. How do I prepare for an IEP meeting or a caseworker meeting?
Have you ever walked into one of those meetings feeling overwhelmed or unheard? You are not alone. Demystifying Schools and Services is our in-person workshop that helps caregivers, educators, and providers understand special education systems in clear language, how to prepare, what to ask, and how to feel confident as a participating member in the conversation, rather than a recipient of the information. When everyone has a seat at the table, the person with diverse abilities is the one who truly benefits.
If you or someone you know has disabilities and are challenged finding appropriate resources and guidance, Focus on Freedom provides a wide variety of support services, such as foundations and caregiving, demystifying schools and services, one-to-one training for individuals with diverse abilities, and more. Visit focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence and transforming lives.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
What's his name?
Shh, secret squirrel.
He's got tricks up his sleeve.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Caliente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
Okay, a couple things. First of all, if you're listening to us as a podcast, you're not going to hear our intro music because of
copyright
stuff. Yeah. But Calvin does a wonderful job of curating bumper music, which is what you hear at the beginning, the end, if you're listening on live radio or the live stream. So what I'm going to do right now, Calvin, what is the name of that song you just played?
That was from our television's greatest hits collection, Secret Squirrel.
Okay, so what I would like, I don't know if this is possible, whenever we talk about this topic from now on, that's the theme music so you can hear it, because that was amazing.
That was great.
It was perfect.
Yeah. We're talking squirrels. In other words, just another distraction from the Trump administration because they don't want you talking about the fact that Jeffrey Epstein just won't go away.
Yeah.
So, what's the latest squirrel thrown out by the Trump administration? He's not going to let the Washington Commanders have a new stadium if they don't revert to their original name, the Redskins.
You know, that good old-fashioned slur? Meh.
Huh. Donald Trump threatening to block a deal for the Washington Commanders' new stadium if the American football team does not revert to their original name. They dropped the Redskins in 2020 after a review It was considered racist and offensive to Native Americans. Been that way for a long time. Mm-hmm. They called the Washington football team during the 2020 season, then changed it to the Commanders in 2022. They signed a deal in April, giving them the okay to build a new stadium where RFK Stadium is. And now Trump says, quote, I may put a restriction on them that if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders, I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington, unquote.
I was thinking to myself, well, how does he have a say? Oh, I forgot it's in D.C. and he wants
it's
to,
in D.C.
He wants to run everything. And Congress, I think, approves. I think Congress approves so much in D.C. as a municipality, which is insanity to me. But yeah, this is, I mean, is it, are we talking about it right now? Yeah, we are. But this is more the fact that these are the things that are being thrown out to make you get mad and to divert the conversation into this versus the things that really should be angering us, like people being disappeared out of this country who are green card holders, mm-hmm. Have minor offenses, no offenses, U.S. citizens, things that the children of U.S. citizens being deported with their parents. Those are the things we should be talking about. This is a squirrel. This is a nothing burger.
It's like when he was talking about he's going to strip Rosie O'Donnell of her citizenship. Was that last week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, those are all squirrels. Yeah. Those are all an attempt by Donald Trump and his administration to divert your attention to things they don't want you looking at, including what's happening with these deportations, including what's happening with them sitting on this Jeffrey Epstein news. Just throw more stuff at it.
Yeah.
Throw more stuff at people. And then they won't, then we'll distract them.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll distract them.
And honestly, it's been a very, very effective tool over the past decade. It's very much, I mean, the amount of things that have happened, you know, there are the greatest hits of what Trump has done where we said, oh, well, he's done. His career's over. His political career's, he's never going to win with that attitude or saying those things or, you know, there's a whole host of greatest hits, but there are also even more where we thought, oh, that was the end. He's
this'll
done.
Do it.
Where we have forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes you need the reminder that he made fun of a disabled man on stage and, you know, nothing happened to him.
No.
But I'm not going to get into all that. It's just the point of these are the squirrels. These are the shiny red balls. These are the things that are meant to make specifically the detractors of him get upset and
his supporters.
Well,
he doesn't want his supporters clamoring for more information about Epstein.
Yeah.
He's got to give them something else. Don't look at this. Mm-hmm. I don't want you looking to, you know, let it go. Just let it go so it goes away. I don't think it's going to go away.
No, I don't think so either. And the most important group of people, the industry that's most important in this plan, is the media, because we live in a 24-hour media cycle where they need clicks, they need engagement, they need viewers, and every story, especially about him saying something outrageous, ridiculous, or stupid, is something that fills up half an hour to an hour where they can bring on pundits and talk about the thing and release a podcast, and we listen and we say, did you hear about that thing he's doing with the Washington football team?
Right.
That's the point.
Right.
And they've been very good at it for a decade. But no, not anymore. Don't let it happen. And especially what we were talking about before with the Epstein files, if you are a Donald Trump supporter and this is something that bothers you, don't let the squirrels bother you. Don't let the squirrels get you either. Keep asking the question.
Yes.
Keep demanding answers and demanding justice. You are entitled to that. It is a public document that should be released to us.
And going back briefly to Epstein, I do think Democrats are like, yep, if there's some of ours on there, if there are Democrats on that list, well, then they need to be held accountable.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Absolutely.
And I don't see that happening so much on the other side. No matter who's on the list, they should face consequences.
I'm sure their consequences are just become more saved than they already are.
Is that possible?
That, I mean, you're right, Jane. They are the most saved of all saved. But yeah, it's when they're, I don't know. I actually don't know what the squirrel scale is. Like, at what point is the story a real thing, or is it a squirrel?
We'll have to debate this off the air.
We'll have to get the Matt and Aaron Air Science Department on this.
We'll break it down. We have news coming up next, and then when we return, we'll lighten it up with Audio Sorbet and Civic Media's Terry Barr. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Aaron Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Machine gun came with a rat-tat-tat-tat-tat. Find foreign spies. His disguise takes him many places. He's a squirrel of many faces. Who's that?
Hug.
Who's that?
Oh, hon.
Who's that?
Hey.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The former Madison City clerk who oversaw the department when 193 ballots went uncounted in November broke the law. That's the official determination of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
1 month after the election, Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, then clerk for about two decades, informed city officials that 193 ballots hadn't been counted in the presidential election. She was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year. In a six-month investigation with more than a dozen depositions, the commission says Witzel-Bell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of those absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. Commissioners reiterated their shock that no one outside the clerk's office was told about this error until a month later. Commissioner Don Millis.
Part of the reason why this has gotten the attention, and I guess the attention that we've given it, is not because of the mistakes that were made, but because of the manner in which this was handled. It's disturbing.
However, the commission did not recommend bringing charges against Witzel-Bell. The commission came up with a list of requirements the city of Madison would have to meet. City Attorney Michael Haas says the clerk's office has already implemented changes to ensure this couldn't happen again. Now Madison city officials will get to give their input before these requirements are adopted by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
I love it when I hope rumors are true. According to the New York Post, there are rumblings that Fleetwood Mac will reunite. It's not just from the paparazzi, but rather from Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. They did a coordinated Instagram post sparking rumors. Nicks posted song lyrics from Frozen Love and Buckingham completed them. The two famously dated and broke up, just like fellow band members Christine and John McVie. Breakups have served the band well, though, because the album they were making during said breakups was Rumors and was awesome. I'm a sucker for a good cop show. My favorite detective show in the last several years is probably Amazon Prime's Bosch. And I also like the spinoff Bosch Legacy. The show has produced yet another spinoff called Ballard, which is based on a character introduced in the last season of Bosch Legacy, Detective Renee Ballard. The detective elements of the show are great, but star Maggie Q lacks a certain charisma. Having said that, there is a lot going on, and the cold cases Ballard takes on are pretty cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It's going to be warm and muggy with a high in the low to mid 80s with scattered thunderstorms possible by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Maggie Dawn.
On Monday, I'll still be camping in the Northwoods, so Matt Rothschild is in the guest host chair. He'll be bringing you his thoughts about Wisconsin progressivism and, of course, some slamming poetry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We call her Civic Media's genie of just about everything. Emmy award-winning Terry Barr is here. Good morning, lady. How are you?
Oh, Jane, I got to live up to that. Thanks so much. Good to talk with you guys, Greg. And you call him Dr. Slide.
Dr. Slide. He has many names.
That's perfect.
Calvin has many, many names. We're always looking for more. You can always...
We should actually do a new round.
We could do a new round. You can always send in suggestions to Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. But Terry, you really do just a plethora of things around the Civic Media Network. And one of the things that you do that is a really great, it's called Slice of Wisconsin.
Indeed. Yes. It's one of my favorite things to do. Basically, I do a little research, find out fun facts about different places or people or things, hopefully, you don't know about Wisconsin. We've had some great ones, and I kind of want to go back because we did a slice, I think it's already 2 years ago, about some fun facts with EAA.
That's right.
Yes, which is kicked off yesterday in Oshkosh.
Oh, and you and your show last week, it was so much fun. I have such a fond spot for EAA and Oshkosh. I went to college in Oshkosh, and then I worked in Green Bay and Wausau, and then back in Green Bay, and you know, who knows where else after that, but we got to cover EAA during those days. Isn't it special?
It really is. It's a remarkable thing. And one of the things that I love so much about the EAA, and we have EAA chapters here, by the way.
Yes.
But the Young Pilots Program, the Young Eagles, and the whole Young Pilots Program, which they have scholarships for, which again, learning how to fly is expensive, and flying is an expensive hobby. But if you have someone in your household, you know, one of your kids is like, geez, I really, that's what he's drawn to. Mm-hmm. They have scholarships available. You should really check it out.
And why not encourage that?
You
hope every kid can find something that really matters to them, whether it's music or art or sports or flying. How about that?
Well, and then
what an opportunity.
When we were talking to, and I know you know Dick Napinski from the EAA, but we were talking too about just all of the other jobs that are available in and around the aviation industry, including mechanics. And there's just all kinds of things. If flying specifically isn't your lane, there's all kinds of other things around it that might work for you.
I think we need people in. That's okay. We need people in the tower these days.
Yes.
So those jobs
Woo, yeah. Well, and it's funny. I've been watching the flight patterns. I know now you're going to get my geekiness here. Watching flight patterns coming into Oshkosh during the weekend. Mm-hmm. We drove up for a baseball tournament, my nephew's tournament in Shawano. And driving back, not only was there a flight pattern in the air that you could watch overhead, and then I had it dialed up on my phone as well. It's crazy. But the backup to get into EAA, everybody with their campers and RVs, it was just really fun to see. I know it's such a special time for everyone.
It's a big trip for people coming from all over the world. And something that Dick told us, I believe he told us off the air too, is the fact that they open up the campgrounds on the 27th of June, and they say they have hundreds of people waiting to get their spot.
Yep.
Their spot. And they will spend the whole month in Oshkosh as part of this celebration. It is a very, very big thing. And people fly from all over the world. As they said before, it's the busiest airport in the world for 1 week. And the energy that we had just, and we were there the week before, was palpable. Yeah. And the room we were in this hangar that was converted into a museum, was beautiful. And it was almost, you were overcome with emotion because you have all these examples of the planes and the helicopters that were used in various actions and wars throughout this country, or throughout the world, I should say. And the pair that with the excitement that the workers we talked to have for not only the event, but EAA itself, is just, it makes you want to go again and again. So, yeah, it was a
fantastic thing. You can volunteer, Greg. Don't you like to drive a golf cart? Is that what I heard?
I was told golf cart jobs were available, and I will take a volunteer position. I'll even sleep on the golf cart. I don't even need a hotel room. But yeah, I think it would be a lot of fun. Just wear a red shirt, be like, hey, you can't park there.
That's
Stephen Janney's spot. Oh, no,
and then he's going to have the vest on, like the yellow vest with the orange. Oh, and then he's going to be totally official. Yeah. Watch out, everybody.
All the power. Terry, all the power.
Don't give him a flag. He'll be insufferable.
Oh, you want to talk about flags? You want to talk about flags, huh? We'll talk about flags.
There was a brief.
Sounds like there's a story there.
There is a story. When we were in Hayward on Friday, and the Lumberjack Fest, the Lumberjack Championships are going on, and so there's a big powwow that was going on too at the same time that we were up there, and so there's a lot of the main street crosses a main freeway.
Yes.
It's 51, isn't it? 51?
Yeah, yep.
That's right.
Yeah. So the main street crosses a freeway. So they have orange flags on your side of the street. Mm-hmm. And then you need a flag person to, as you're crossing the street, so you don't get killed crossing Highway 51.
Yeah.
I was the flag bearer.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. It kind of came naturally, you know.
Yeah.
Just give me the thing.
I picture you loving it.
I'll go first.
At one point, she took the flag stick and she banged it on the ground as if she was going to spread the seas like Moses. And then she was like, follow me to freedom, or as I call it, the grocery store.
Forward ho.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
You guys had way too much fun.
We did.
We had an absolute blast. Yeah, I'm so happy
for you. It was so fun to listen to your shows. I actually watched you on YouTube most of the time.
Nice.
And I enjoyed it so much. I think I actually had a tummy ache sometimes from laughing so hard. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, as we said, it takes a lot of people to put something like this together. Yeah. And we're just so grateful for everybody at Civic that helped us pull this off, because it was a blast.
It was a great team. And it was great to put a proverbial face to the locations we were talking about for so many weeks and months now. You know, Butternut isn't just a place with a cute name that we're like, oh, there's a Butternut, Wisconsin. No, there are people there that we have talked to. There are people there who have invested their time, energy, and lives into that community. And it's important for them. It's important to us that their stories are told and amplified so people know about them and at the very least know of them, if not go take their time and their dollars to those communities, invest them with vacationing or maybe artwork or whatever, or get food at the Butternut Cafe. The food, as they say, is okay.
They do. They have a big billboard outside of town, outside of Butternut, and it says Butternut Cafe. The food's okay. It's like to me, that is the most.
Oh my goodness!
That is the most Wisconsin thing. It's like, we're not going to oversell and tell you it's the best food you ever had, because that's kind of pushing it. Mm-hmm. But we'll just say it's okay. Yeah. And it's so funny.
Yeah.
I think that is so funny. If you're just joining us, Terry Barr is our guest. We call her the genie of just about everything here at Civic Media. You hear her on A Slice of Wisconsin and so many other things. And I wanted to mention too, Terry, when we do things like we did last week, when we go on the road, you take our shows and you turn them into pieces for the web. You do a great job.
You try and succeed, Terry. Come on, stop being so Wisconsin for 40 seconds.
Yeah, exactly, right? And I've lived away from Wisconsin, so I should know better. I should bring some attitude in. Come back here and you just become Wisconsin again.
it's born into us. You can't get rid of it. But it's true.
You are so right.
There's so much coverage from you about our trip, and we really appreciate that. And that's another reason to go to civicmedia.us.
Go to the website.
It's not just about the radio. It's not just about, you know, we have wonderful talk stations and we have musical stations, but we also have news stories, and those news cover local, national, state politics. They cover sports, weather. If you go to civicmedia.us/news, you can find out all about the things we're covering, including the wonderful stories that Terry Barr publishes.
Yeah, you really do a great job, Terry. And Terry doesn't do that just for our show, but shows all across the network. So again, we know you can't listen all the time. You have a life and you have children and you have parents and all those other things. But if you want little recaps, you can always find that at our website at civicmedia.us. Right, Terry?
Absolutely. It's so fun to write about what you are doing. I still need to write your Hayward story, by the way. I didn't get a chance to do that.
That's why we brought you here, Terry. We brought you here to talk about that.
We're still waiting.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, Hayward doesn't wait for anyone.
Well, it's going to be fun to re-listen and write it today. Yeah. And anyone else who kind of wants to relive that with me, please, you know, take a look at it on the website. It'll be up probably pretty quickly, and just laugh and enjoy all of the little things and fun things that you and Greg and of course Todd Alba,
everything that you guys so brought. Fantastic.
You know, I did a slice a year ago about a little, you brought this to mind, about a little cafe outside of Eau Claire. And the guy who owns that cafe brags about his pies. He still serves a piece of pie for $1. Every single pie is homemade or handmade, I guess I should say. But they're selling something like hundreds of pies every single week. And it was just one of those stories, and he was a hoot to talk to.
I bet.
So that made it even better.
I bet.
So that's kind of those slice things. And in watching your shows, I was thinking, ooh, I think I might have found some new ideas for A Slice of Wisconsin, too.
Well, and I was going to ask you about that. We got about 2 minutes left, Terry.
Okay.
That everybody has a story.
Yes.
Everyone has a story. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to have a big job, and it doesn't have to be an important job. That has nothing to do with anything. All of us have a story to tell about either where we're from or what we experienced growing up. And that's a lot of what you do.
I really believe that so much. And Jane and Greg, I feel that from both of you too. You know, just an example of watching you last week and the guests, you let them tell their stories, whether it was about their business or whether it was about growing up in, let's say, Butternut. What is that like?
Right. Yeah.
Where do you school? My gosh. It's just so fun sometimes. You know, we were in Shawano and we sat down at a little cafe there, and I might be a little, you know, my ears are always kind of going.
We're always dipping in, you guys. Yeah, we are.
We're always listening.
We're
so curious. And we do. We're so grateful to anybody who wants to share their stories with us. And we're really lucky to tell those.
Yeah.
It's just it's one more piece of our connectivity. There are things that divide us. But again, we were looking for what makes Wisconsin great. Mm-hmm. And what makes Wisconsin great is all the different people, including
nailed it.
The
you
genie
got it.
Of just about everything. Civic Media's Terry Barr. Thank you. Oh, I like it. We're going to have you back. Terry Barr, thank you so very much for your time. Appreciate it. We got
Happy Monday.
This shouldn't be a thing. These aren't the drugs you're looking for. Edition is on the way. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
as Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Who's ready to compete? With Chalk. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you got to get those creative juices flowing and register for the 12th annual Oshkosh Chalk Walk. Artists will create chalk artwork on the sidewalk around the Opera House Square throughout the day, and visitors are encouraged to check it out, and you get to vote for the winners. Plus, there's going to be food, activities, music, and more. But if it rains, the new date is August 9th. You got to check this out. Head to WISS.FM and click events.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, President Young Person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Terry Barr was our guest, our civic media colleague, and she does so much around the company. She really does. Yeah. But she does these great little one-minute pieces called Slice of Wisconsin. So we were talking about our road trip last week. And yes, we were in Butternut. And yes, Paul from Wisconsin Rapids, we do know that DVO, Wisconsin's own, owned the Butternut Cafe for 2 years.
Yep.
The location downtown, I believe that was the location he was at, was a downtown location on the corner.
Yes.
That's empty.
That's empty. That just has a sign that says eat on it.
Yeah. That's the remnants.
Yeah. We went to the bigger, newer.
Improved.
Tastier.
Tastier. Butternut Cafe.
It was so good. The sausages were so good.
Yeah. It was fantastic. Yeah. So, yes. Todd Alba, our travel colleague and companion, going to be joining us tomorrow at 9:30. We will do a little recap of our trip, maybe talk about favorite moments.
Yes.
There were lots of them.
There were a lot of great moments.
And then, of course, all the news, because nothing ever happens. Once we get off here, Greg, it's just calm and fine.
Who knows? Maybe when we get off the air today, someone will make a huge announcement that will be...
It could be.
It could be.
You never know.
We'll never know.
Stick around. By the way, Tom Hartman will be taking over after the 11 o'clock news. Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. And then Todd Alba from 2 to 4. Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Pete Schwabba with a little entertainment news. Mm-hmm. He does a great show. It's called Nightlight. Great way to wind down towards the end of the day. Join Pete Schwabba for Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m. Right now, though, Calvin, it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays at civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one. We've been sitting on this for a little bit.
Yeah.
This is from WTAM. I don't know where that's from. Radio The Tony with the byline. Headline reads, man arrested with drugs in bag labeled, definitely not a bag full of drugs. For the second time this year.
What?
The second time this year, someone got arrested after drugs were found in a pouch with a label saying, there are no drugs in here. Wisconsin, this is our own.
Yeah.
During a traffic stop in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, police found a vehicle connected to a wanted individual. Once the canine unit was alerted to potential contraband, they searched it where they found a bag, definitely not a bag full of drugs, inside the vehicle. Not surprisingly, inside the bag not full of drugs were drugs, cocaine, a loaded gun, drug paraphernalia, and some money. For future reference, police rarely fall for that. When it says, definitely not a bag full of drugs, and it's printed on it.
It's not
like someone hand wrote, definitely not a bag of drugs. No, they bought this bag.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now online. It's very nice.
It is something they purchased, like an Etsy shop or something.
It's got a fun font. What I really enjoy is that, like, there was, you know, there were drugs in the bag marked definitely not a bag full of drugs, mm-hmm. but there was also a gun in there. And to me, I want to believe that the cops were like, wait a minute. It didn't say drugs and guns. There's a gun in here. Oh, my God. Almost fell for it.
The driver, a 37-year-old Kenosha man, was arrested for possession of a firearm by a felon. Maybe next time, should there be a next time?
No, there will be.
Probably. I have a feeling there will be. Yeah. Don't keep your drugs in a bag that says definitely not a bag full of drugs. It's a thought. I don't know if he probably just thought it was funny. Not that it was actually going to fool anyone.
A client of mine was a guy who worked in a chocolate factory. It was not Willy Wonka nor an Oompa Loompa, but he used the stevia product to put into the chocolate to give it sweetness.
Yeah.
And stevia in its original form is a white powder.
Looks like okay.
Very, very expensive. Had to be under lock and key. So he gave me a little cup of it. And he's like, here's, because he was just like being funny. So I just wrote on a little piece of paper, definitely not cocaine. And I got to say, no one ever busted me. So I guess I'm doing better than my brethren from Kenosha.
Definitely not a bag full of drugs, but it was a bag full of drugs. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We got news coming up next. Tom Hartman, then 11 to 2, Todd Alba, 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn, 4 to 6, Pete Schwabba, 6 to 8, and great programming here on Civic Media after 8 o'clock as well. Have a wonderful day. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A father from Canada who was vacationing in upstate New York is under arrest, charged in connection with his 9-year-old daughter's death. New York State Police Captain Robert McConnell says Luciano Fratolin had called them to say that his daughter, Melina, had been abducted. Officers sent to search the area.
During that search detail, at approximately 10:50, members of the New York State Police Forest Rangers located Melina, deceased, in the shallow portion of a pond.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in New York City talking about the shooting and wounding of an off-duty patrol officer, a border patrol officer, allegedly by an undocumented immigrant with a long list of crimes.
Miguel Francisco Moro Nunez has a rap sheet that is a mile long.
It was a second suspect who has also been arrested in the case. Police say it was a robbery and not related to the fact that the victim was a border patrol agent. A Bangladeshi Air Force training aircraft crashing into a school in Dhaka today, killing at least 19 people. This is ABC News.